Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nos programmes offrent plusieurs langues. Veuillez visiter suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Nuestros programas ofrecen varios idiomas. Visiten suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Манай нэвтрүүлгүүд олон хэлээр гардаг зочлох хаяг suprememastertv.com/schedule.
Listen today as I praise Erstor Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, who displays an inconceivable awesome spiritual strength and compassionate power throughout the 10 directions as he rescues and protects beings when things happen to them, as they suffer for offenses they have committed.
Please keep watching to find out more.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Today's episode will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Olaxis, also known as Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, Telugu, and Thai.
Un cordial saludo, espléndidos espectadores. Me llamo Gabriela. El elegante pueblo uruguayo les agradece por compartir sus vibraciones positivas que ayudan a alegrar la vida en la tierra. Uruguay es un país socialmente avanzado, situado en la región sudeste de Sudamérica. Está clasificado en el primer lugar del continente en democracia, paz, libertad de prensa y prosperidad. Limita con la Argentina, Brasil y el Océano Atlántico. Uruguay tiene predominantemente un terreno llano, de suave relieve con abundantes recursos de agua dulce. Montevideo, su capital, es el centro cultural y comercial del país y tiene mucho que ofrecer, incluyendo sus numerosos lugares históricos. La ciudad también cuenta con playas de arena, grandes parques, nostálgicos edificios estilo Art Deco y un largo y ancho paseo, la Rambla, que recorre toda la línea costera de Montevideo. La tranquila ciudad de Colonia del Sacramento, con sus calles adoquinadas, es la ciudad más antigua de Uruguay. También es donde está situado el famoso barrio histórico, el cual está designado como sitio patrimonio de la humanidad por la UNESCO. Estamos entusiasmados de compartir un vislumbre del fabuloso Uruguay. Con ustedes, preciosos espectadores, oramos a Dios para que les conceda todos sus nobles deseos. Durante más de 3 décadas, la Maestra Suprema Qinghai ha iluminado nuestro mundo con sus enseñanzas divinas. Una maestra totalmente iluminada, ella imparte el método Quan Yin de meditación a aquellos que desean descubrir inmediatamente la naturaleza de Dios interna y alcanzar en una vida la liberación eterna del ciclo de la transmigración. El método Kuan Yin ha sido practicado por todos los maestros iluminados. entre ellos el venerado, honrado por el mundo, Buda Shakyamuni, el venerado Jesucristo, Hijo de Dios, el venerado maestro y filósofo Confucio, el venerado señor Krishna, el venerado maestro y filósofo Lao Tse, el venerado señor Mahavira, el amado profeta Mahoma, que la paz sea con él, el primer gurú Sikh, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji, y muchos más. Ella enfatiza que si siempre recordamos a Dios, ofrecemos servicios desinteresados a otros y seguimos las leyes del universo, alcanzaremos nuestro potencial más elevado como humanos y comprenderemos verdaderamente nuestro propósito en la Tierra. La Maestra Suprema Qinghai es un extraordinario ejemplo viviente de compasión, enviando frecuentemente asistencia material y financiera, además de amor, a los refugiados, a los desamparados, a las víctimas de desastres naturales y a otros que necesitan ayuda. La Maestra Suprema Qinghai está profundamente agradecida con el amado Dios por toda la ayuda financiera, consuelo y apoyo para los afligidos y necesitados y o cualquier buena causa a través de los años, como una humilde receptora para su compasión y amor hacia sus preciados hijos. La Maestra Suprema Qinghai respetuosamente agradece a todos los individuos, especiales, organizaciones, líderes y gobiernos, por todo su apoyo genuino, amoroso y regular. Que el cielo los bendiga por siempre. Nosotros, los miembros de la Asociación Internacional Maestra Suprema Qinghai, también agradecemos sinceramente por su expresiva bondad, deseándoles lo mejor. La Maestra Suprema Qinghai recibe el amor y el reconocimiento de numerosas organizaciones, medios de comunicación, gobiernos y personas individuales, así como muchos galardones de su parte, como por ejemplo el Premio Gusi de la Paz 2006, considerado el Premio Nobel de la Paz de Oriente. El Premio al Liderazgo Mundial Espiritual en 1994, el Premio Mahavir en el 2008, la proclamación de los días 22 de febrero y 25 de octubre como el Día de la Maestra Suprema Qinghai, nombrada ciudadana honoraria de los Estados Unidos, etc. Y ha sido honrada a través de los años con otros numerosos premios y galardones por sus excepcionales obras filantrópicas y humanitarias.
Thank you.
Nos disculpamos por no poder mostrar otros muchos premios y honores por falta de espacio y tiempo. La Maestra Suprema Ching-Hai respetuosamente agradece a todos los individuos, especiales, organizaciones, líderes y gobiernos, por todo su apoyo genuino, amoroso y regular. Que el cielo los bendiga por siempre. Nosotros, los miembros de la Asociación Internacional Maestra Suprema Ching-Hai, también agradecemos sinceramente por su expresiva bondad, deseándoles lo mejor. Como verdadera voz para nuestros preciosos amigos animales, la Maestra Suprema Ching-Hai promueve la pacífica y amorosa dieta a base de productos vegetales y prevé con el despertar de la humanidad hacia lo sagrado de todas las vidas, un tranquilo y glorioso mundo completamente vegano, donde los animales y las personas vivan en dichosa armonía. Sus iniciativas para difundir la tendencia vegana son diversas. Entre ellas se incluyen la distribución de volantes de vida alternativa, los restaurantes veganos internacionales Loving Hut, empresas de productos de alimentación veganos, productos de piel vegana, Supreme Master Television, además de hablar regularmente con influyentes líderes de gobierno y medios de comunicación y participar en conferencias televisadas sobre el cambio climático, etc. Tanto si somos conscientes de ellos como si no, sus esfuerzos han tenido una enorme influencia sobre la conciencia mundial del estilo de vida respetuoso con los animales y de cómo esta manera benevolente puede traer paz duradera entre las naciones, a la vez que salvamos nuestro planeta del cambio climático y de los desastres. A lo largo de los años, la Maestra Suprema Ching-Hai ha viajado por todo el mundo, desde las Américas hasta África, desde Europa hasta Oceanía, y ha ofrecido cientos de discursos al público y a sus discípulos sobre muchos temas espirituales. Hoy tenemos la bendición de presentar una de estas inspiradoras conferencias titulada Historias budistas, la historia de Ananda, los nombres del infierno y la alabanza del Buda, parte 4 de 11, en Entre Maestra y Discípulos, impartida en inglés el 10 de agosto de 2015 en Francia.
If you have a lot of lemon in your garden, you can pickle it, the whole lemon. I don't know how they do it. Sometimes maybe they just pinch on the lemons and then they put salt in it and then a little water and then they put it in the sun for a long, long time. Tastes delicious. You make it like a drink, just like lemonade. But the taste is so fragrant, you know? I don't know how they make it. Just look on the internet, maybe. The Vietnamese people know how to make it. I liked that very much when I was young, you know? Yeah. Very refreshing. It's like lemon, but it's more fragrant, more tasty, and it's more thirst-quenching. At that time, the world-honored one emitted a great, bright light from his entire body, total illuminating Buddha's lands, as many as grains of sand in billions of Ganges River. What is this? Huh? What? No, I'm expert in this field. I'm checking out to make my throat feel better. You're wrong. I don't know what it is, but it's not lemon water. Okay, I can have a change, you know? Sometimes they put like 7 things on it, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. His strong voice reached to all the bodhisattvas, mahasattvas in those Buddha lands. That was from heaven, you know, easier to do this kind of thing. As well as to the gods, dragons, ghosts and spirits, humans, non-humans and others, saying, listen today as I praise Erstor Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, who displays an inconceivable awesome spiritual strength and compassionate power throughout the 10 directions as he rescues and protects beings when things happen to them as they suffer for offenses they have committed. After I pass into tranquility, all of you bodhisattvas, mahasattvas, and all of you gods, dragons, ghosts, spirits, and others should use the vast numbers of expedient devices to protect this sutra and to cause all beings to testify to the bliss of nirvana. This one. Buddha wants all beings, all of the powerful, Deva, God, or Bodhisattva, protect this sutra. So it must be very important. Hmm. Yeah, because if everybody knows the cause and consequences and the terrible suffering they have to undergo in hell, then maybe they think twice before they do something bad. Maybe the world will have more peace. Hmm. After that was said, a Bodhisattva named Universally Expansive arose in the assembly, placed his palms together respectfully and said to the Buddha, we are now about to witness the world-honored one praise Erstor Bodhisattva's inconceivably great awesome spiritual virtue. We hope the world-honored one will also aid beings in the future Dharma ending age by telling us about how Erstor Bodhisattva benefits people and gods and about the working out of cause and effect. That will help the gods, dragons, and the rest of the Eightfold Division, along with beings of the future, to receive the Buddha's teaching respectfully. At that time, the world-honored one said to the Bodhisattva Universally Expansive, to the Fourfold Assembly and others, listen attentively. I will briefly describe to you how Erstor Bodhisattva's virtuous deeds keep benefiting people and the gods. Universally Expansive reply, excellent world-honored one, we are happy to listen. The Buddha told the Bodhisattva Universally Expansive, first, if in the future, good man or good woman, who upon hearing Erstor Bodhisattva Mahasattva's name, place their palms together, do it respectfully. Praise him, bow to him, or gaze in worship. I mean, gaze his statue, yeah. They will overcome 30 aeons worth of offenses. 30 aeons. Understand? Erased. Whatever you have done, bad deed, in 30 aeons, it will be erased. Yeah, they will overcome 30 aeons worth of offenses. Incredible. Thank you to you, Bodhisattva, Erstor, Kristikapa, right? Universally expansive. If good man or good woman gaze upon and bow but once to painted or drawn images of the Bodhisattva or ones made of clay or stone or lacquer or gold or silver or bronze, they will be reborn 100 times in the heaven of the 33 and will eternally avoid falling into the evil realms. If their blessings in the heavens come to an end and they are born in the human realm, they will become national leaders who suffer no loss of benefits. even just to bow to his statue and recite his name in respect. This is a great being, huh? Incredible. Thank you to you. Thank you. Thank you. There may be women who dislike having female bodies. Why? That's such a woman? You dislike female body? No. It's good. It's just troublesome sometimes, but it's better than shaving every day. Painful, you know? Cologne, skin, rash, all kinds of. But there are some women who also shave every day, huh? Yeah, I saw it advertised on TV, and I saw, all kind of blades and, of shaving apparat. This one is better than the others. Guarantee, you know, 3 weeks don't have to shave again. Or some wax or something. Out, out. I thought, my God, poor woman. Why does she grow so much hair like that? Everywhere, you know? Out here, out there, out everywhere. And I was thinking to myself, there's another blessing that I should count on my fingers, you know? Because I don't have to do that. It seems so strange to me that some women have to shave every day. I wonder how can women have to shave? I never know that, you know? I don't know that in my family. but after I saw on TV, I thought, oh, there are such women. Some women even have mustache and beard and also so have to shave. No? Yeah? Yes. And there's one who has a long beard and she's famous now. Conchita. Yeah, very famous. Bless her. So cute. And she talked very gently. I saw sometime on TV this Euro contest. Very good. Okay. Yeah, very good that the world people amuse themselves with such, you know, harmless contest, yeah? Beautiful. Why do I talk like that? For what? I mean, cheer up a little bit, you know? All this hell, kind of heavy. But it's serious, huh? Watch your tongue, huh? Watch your mind, your speech, and your actions, truly, okay? Yes, so that the world will benefit from your pure energy, not just yourself, and make a good example for others. Then people will be curious, you know, be attracted to your energy and come around and ask you. And then you have a chance to tell them to behave in such a way so that to avoid suffering in the future and in hell. That is your mission, to be good. It's a mission, it's a job. Okay, it's an obligation, it's a duty. We owe that to the world, okay? Thank you. The Buddha told the Bodhisattva universally expansive. This is a translation from Sanskrit name. Every name has some, you know. Lucky is a short, no? If in the future, Okay, they become leader, okay. In the future, there will be women who dislike having female bodies. Suppose they wholeheartedly made offering to the images of Erstor Bodhisattva that are paintings or made of clay or stone or lacquer or brass or iron or other materials. If they continually make such offerings day after day without fail, using flowers, incense, food, clothes, drink, clothing, the Buddha statue need clothes, color silk, banners, money, jewels, and the other items as offering, just symbol. Nah? The Buddha don't need, just symbolic of respect and sincerity. When those good women finish their current female retribution, then throughout hundreds of thousands of aeons, they will never again be born in worlds where there are women. So just stay with men all together, how boring. Much less to be one. Okay, any of you want to be born as men and just live with men forever in that kind of world? Yes, no, no?
No.
You live with one man and you feel already good enough, right? Already trouble enough, right? They think the same about you guys, about women. Okay, wow, but that is awesome. It's awesome. Unless it be through the strength of their compassionate vows to liberate beings so they reincarnate as a woman. Based on the strength of their offerings to the Earth Store Bodhisattva and the power of their meritorious virtues, they will not be born into female bodies throughout hundreds of thousands of aeons, and that is like forever. Moreover, universally expansive, women who are ugly or prone to sickness will dislike those problems. If they gaze at and bow to images of Earth Store Bodhisattva with sincere resolve for even just a few minutes, then throughout millions of aeons, they will always be born with full and perfect features, just for a moment, but with all sincerity and decisive, you know, determination then, okay? And then, wow, through millions of aeons, they will be born perfect and beautiful. I guess all of you have done that. All of the women I see here have done that. Huh? This is all for the woman or for man who has no other method, you know, like one method or anything like that for liberation. Yeah. This is at least to help them to be happy to in human life, yeah? Because many humans are not happy. Yeah, at least like this. If they are happy in the other form and then they can do that to succeed, then it's wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah, to be a beautiful woman is wonderful feeling, no? Yes. But it's not always a blessing. Because sooner or later a man will chase you and then you have to become pregnant and go through pain to give birth to children and all that, and then took care of the whole household and then bound there. So beauty is not always the blessing, huh? Not always. Even to be a queen or something, a lot of work. If those women who are ugly do not dislike having female bodies, then throughout billions of lives they will always be born as women of royal lineage, princess and queens, ladies, yeah, okay. Or will marry into royalty, or will become daughters of prime ministers, prominent families, or great elders. They will be of upright birth and full feature. They will receive such blessings from having sincerely beheld and worshipped Earth Store Bodhisattva. Moreover, universally expansive, there may be good men or good women who are able to play music, sing or chant praises, and make offerings of incense and flowers before images of the Bodhisattva, or who are able to exhort one or more others to do likewise. Now and in the future, such people will be surrounded day and night by hundreds of thousands of ghosts and spirits who will even prevent bad news from reaching their ears, much less allow them to be personally involved in any accidents. Incredible power. My God. Moreover, universally expansive, in the future, evil spirit or evil ghost may see good man or good woman taking refuge with, respectfully making offering to, praising, beholding and bowing to images of Earth Store Bodhisattva. Those beings may make the mistake of ridiculing such acts of worship. saying that they are of no merit. They may sneer at those good people, condemn them behind their backs, or get a group or even one other person to have even as little as one thought of condemnation. Such beings will fall into the avici hell, and the extreme misery they will undergo as retribution for their slander will not be finished, even after the thousand Buddhas of the worthy Aeon have passed into tranquility. That's a long, long time. Because it takes a long time for one Buddha to appear, and it takes 1,000 of Buddha like that. Yeah, it's incredible. Only after that Aeon will they be reborn among the hungry ghosts, where they will pass 1,000 more aeons before being reborn as animals. Only after another 1,000 aeons will they obtain human bodies. Oh, dear God. The Erstor Bodhisattva, I read it somewhere before here, that he observed the human world. Any of our thought, deed, and action is all sinful, mostly sinful. None are very pure. Most of people are like that, he said.
Espectadores alegres, apreciamos su compañía en el episodio de hoy titulado Historias budistas, la historia de Ananda, los nombres del infierno y la alabanza del Buda, parte 4 de 11, entre maestra y discípulos. Siga con nosotros en Supreme Master Television para más programación positiva. Que sus días estén colmados de bendiciones, de felicidad y paz.
Cheerful viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode entitled Buddhist Stories, the story of Ananda, the names of hells, and the praise of the Buddha, part 4 of 11, on Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive programming. May your days be filled with blessings of happiness and peace.
Our programs offer many languages. Please visit suprememastertv.com/schedule and suprememastertv.com/BMD.